For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. It's going to be the weekend. Oh, I hope you've had a great week. I hope you've had a great Christmas week, a great Christmas season. I pray that you begin to, enter in deep down the inside of you as you prepare for 2013. And I don't want you to rush things. Just take the time, though. Take the needed time to get alone with God, to sit with God and say, good morning, Lord. What saith ye for 2013 for me? And as I said yesterday, we as ministers or people on radio or with a voice will be giving what we sense for 2013. But when it comes down to it, you must get alone with God for yourself. Isn't that right, my brother, my sister? And you must ask God, what do you say for me, Lord? And it's time. You know, I've been strong this week on the broadcast, that whole shooting incident has just gotten a hold of every one of us, and it's time to raise our voice and say that's enough. And so anyway, January the 18th, I can feel, you know, God downloading me with some strong things I want to share and some great biblical warnings, but biblical solutions. God's been taking out my brothers and sisters of our nation, and we got to put him back in. It's an issue of the heart, isn't it? Man's heart's gotten whacked. It's gotten cold. It needs God. It was created to house God. And it's not going to function correctly unless it has God. So anyway, hey, let me get these. But okay, so that'll be January the 18th. Men and women, free of charge. Sheraton Hotel, right in Metairie, booked 2 ballrooms. If you would like to help financially with that, we would love the help. You know, we got to pay for those rooms. I pay for a band. I pay for the radio airtime. I would just love your assistance. You can write to me. Go to my P.O. Box, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, to get the address. But talked about be strong in the Lord. And let me say this very quickly regarding the armor. That word be strong in the Greek is meaning you've got to allow God to strengthen you. It's not you pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. It's yielding. Saying, infuse me with your strength, infuse me with your wisdom, infuse me with your power. It's supernatural. And then we put on the armor of God. But in order to put the armor on, we take some things off. So I like how one author did this. He said, of course, naming the pieces of the armor. Okay, let's start with the belt of truth. You got to take off lies, and then you put on truth. How about the breastplate of righteousness, dressing ourselves, right? Here's what we're doing. Put away sin, and then you put on the righteousness. You start walking in the righteousness that was purchased for you. What about the helmet of salvation? Take off guilt and death, and put on salvation and eternal life. You wear it. You don't forget it, you see. What about the shoes of peace, the good news of peace? Well, you get rid of strife, you stop, you yield to God, and then you put on the peace of God. It's been provided for, you've got to appropriate it and wear it. What about the shield of faith? You put off doubt and unbelief. You say, God, help my unbelief, I want to believe. And so then you put on faith. You take those steps. You start building that faith. And what about the sword of the Spirit? You put away ignorance, my brother and sister. No need to be ignorant of truth anymore. The Bible's available. And you put on the knowledge of the Word of God. That's the sword of the Spirit. Each piece of this armor is vital, right? But you got to put it on. And walk it out. And it'll work. All right. Thank you for the entire week. Come on. Let's rally together. Let's get our voices strong, Christians, right? I want you to have a great weekend. and I'll be back, God's grace and God willing, for a future up with Anna Donahue. Be looking for January 18th for our nighttime conference for men and women. And we're going to rally together for the kingdom. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.